Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
I'd like to welcome you all to this service today and welcome the radio listeners also. And for the radio listeners, I am the Reverend Mary Martin, and I am substituting for the Reverend Kim Farrell. And happy to be here with you this morning. Let us focus on the words that I have printed. It's a few verses from Psalm 147 as we listen to Mark play some beautiful music. Thank you so much, Mark. And now let us join in our call to worship. Stand if you are able, and let us read together responsively. Come together, come gather together, like those who sat at Jesus' feet so many years ago.
Bring together joy, for we too want to be disciples of Christ.
I tell you, Christ is here with us, calling us now to life and love.
Let's praise God for bringing us together and coming to us in Jesus.
Let us sing our hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
The scripture reading this morning is from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. As soon as Jesus left the meeting place with James and John, they went home with Simon and Andrew. When they got there, Jesus was told that Simon's mother-in-law was sick in bed with fever. Jesus went to her. He took hold of her hand and helped her up. The fever left her, and she served them a meal. That evening after sunset, all who were sick or had demons in them were brought to Jesus. In fact, the whole town gathered around the door of the house. Jesus healed all kinds of terrible diseases and forced out a lot of demons. But the demons knew who he was, and he did not let them speak. Very early the next morning, Jesus got up and went to a place where he could be alone and pray. Simon and the others started looking for him. And when they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "We must go to the nearby towns so that I can tell the good news to those people. This is why I have come." Then Jesus went to Jewish meeting places everywhere in Galilee, where he preached and forced out demons. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word.
Thank you, Kathy. And now, would the children join me down front, please?
I have something here for you. Do you know what is happening this week on Saturday?
Valentine's Day. I thought you...
And we got chapstick.
Oh, and you got chapstick.
And me and Zoe switched in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so I got that smell she
got. Oh, you got the smell you liked. Well, that was nice. It's nice to share, isn't it? And we love every day, and God loves us every day. But we especially love on Valentine's Day, don't we? Can you think of somebody you want to give a Valentine to say I love you?
Lily.
Okay. We love people, don't we? And we want to show God's love. But we know that God loves us every day, right? So I want to give you a reminder that God loves you every day. Can you read? It says, God loves you, and so do I. And so I'd like you to put that in a special place in your house, maybe in your bedroom, but put it someplace where you can see it every day so that you remember that God loves you. And I have a little song maybe you'd like to sing with me. God loves you, God loves me. God loves everybody. Can you do that? God loves you. God loves me. God loves everybody. Right? So let's sing that song this week, and let's say thank you to God, shall we? Thank you, God, that you love us so much. Amen. And thank you for coming.
Well, then let us be in prayer together. Let us pray. Living God, we wonder where you get your energy. As if the continuous creation of the universe is not enough, you are also active among us, mending broken hearts, restoring hope, reconciling us to each other. Your strength never fails. In this season of cold days and long nights, we are tempted to hibernate, to withdraw into warm and safe places. We need to recoup our strength and recognize our priorities. Our inner fire needs to be fed. You, Lord, are the only source from which we can draw the strength we need. Come to us in this season of hidden growth. Help us to get our houses back in order, to listen to your word to us, that we may attend to the work of your church with renewed zest. God, invigorate us with the vitality of the Spirit. Energize us with your love. Equip us with power to serve you. And help us to seize this day with exultation. We especially pray this day for those who are sick or suffering in any way. Be with them and be with those who care for them. Touch them with your loving, healing hand. Be with those who are traveling this day and this week. Give them your mercies. Guide those who are in military service that they may feel your comfort and peace as they go about their daily work. And be with all who need an extra touch of your love this day. We pray also for ourselves. We pray for our homes and our relationships. Work in us and through us so that others may see your love. All this and so much more that is on our hearts, we lift to you now in prayer and thanksgiving as we pray in the way you taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I entitled this sermon, Loving Ministry, because we see Jesus in this scripture passage going from the synagogue to the house. Remember last week in my sermon, he was teaching in the synagogue, interrupted by a man with a demon. Jesus calls the demon out of the man. It is the first recorded exorcism. So today, Jesus is continuing his preaching, teaching, healing ministry by going to Simon's house, where his mother-in-law has a fever and is really sick. It is not said that she has an impure spirit, like the man in the synagogue, but that she has a fever that prevents her from working. Jesus comes into the house, grabs her hand, helps her up, and the fever leaves her. She is healed and begins her service. Because we know of the cultural practices of division of labor between men and women, some might say, oh yeah, Jesus healed her so he could get a good meal. But I want to look at this a little differently this morning. I believe that Jesus was helping this woman to continue her living out of Jesus' own teaching. He has helped her get rid of her fever so that she could serve out in the world. The word used in Greek is diakonia, from which our word deacon is derived. The first deacon in the New Testament is Simon's mother-in-law. She is a disciple who quietly demonstrates the high honor of service for those who follow Jesus. Service is the key topic in the call and pursuit of Jesus. This woman gets up and turns the Sabbath into a day of service to others. Jesus does not command her to serve. She is the one who assumes the initiative and awaits the consequences. She is discovering the value of mutual service above the sacredness of the Sabbath. Simon's mother-in-law interprets the gift that she receives. Her service cannot be understood as menial women's work under the domination of lazy males, but as a true messianic ministry, a creator of Jesus' new family. For this reason, she is Jesus' first lay servant and joins him in the radical announcement in action of the kingdom of God. She is his first deacon. Nobody has taught this woman what she has to do. Her diaconal work is the beginning of the announcement of the gospel. She understands Jesus' reason for preaching, teaching, healing. Simon and the other disciples won't begin to understand it until Easter. And maybe some of those disciples never really did get it. But they do not want to be servants of others. They do not understand that Jesus came to be a servant to all and to give his life for everyone. Yet this woman knows it. She has overcome all of the selfishness and restrictive teachings and has been close to Jesus in spirit. She is already a Christian, a servant of the church, gathered in her son-in-law's house. House church comes from here. Jesus has rejected the notion of sickness as punishment from God for some kind of sin. His understanding of sickness seems compatible with our contemporary understanding of illness as unwholeness and of healing as a bridging and a bringing about of wholeness. Is that not our intent today of medicine, psychotherapy, and religion to restore wholeness to people's lives? Is that not what we pray for? When Jesus later on in Mark says to the woman who pushes her way through the crowd to simply just touch the hem of Jesus' robe, Jesus says, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole." It was to reclaim the health in her that had been broken or somehow lost. It was the touch of Jesus that made her whole, just as the touch of Jesus' hand on the hand of Simon's mother-in-law that restored her to health. We cannot minimize the value of touch. Many times in all of the scriptures, there is some kind of touch that restores people to health and wholeness. The power of touch abounds, and we see it in our lives today. We come into this church and receive a hug or a hearty handshake. We may feel sad or lonely, but that power of touch says we are not alone. We are loved by one another and by God. A simple touch is healing. When I worked in full-time ministry, I conducted a church service in a nursing home in the community in which I served. I would go there once a month and try to bring a message of God's love to the people there. However, it wasn't the words I said that were important, but the fact that I came into the room and hugged everyone at the beginning of the service. I would hear the words when I walked through the door, "Ah, here comes the hugging preacher." It was inspiring to me. That was the importance of my ministry there, a gentle hug to those who didn't receive a hug every day. The power of touch, of intimacy, of nearness to make whole. Jesus understands that which we too often are slow to comprehend. Love not expressed, love not felt, is difficult to trust. God knew the human need for nearness. Jesus is the incarnation of God's love, which makes it all the more demanding to realize that for some people, we are the only Jesus they will ever meet. This healing in today's lesson takes place in the home. It is a beautiful event that certainly reflects the earliest Christian communities, which were house churches. These meetings in homes made the life of the community possible. They were missionary platforms which welcomed the itinerant preacher and provided economic support for the growing movement. Christianity began being affirmed, not in a sacred space such as we have here, but in the midst of the daily life in small communities. From these small communities, Jesus calls the people forth. Go into the world and preach. We are still being called today. It is up to us to go out into the world and show God's love to others in many, many different ways. When we take communion and come to the communion table, we are fed and equipped for the challenge that is before us. We need to become equipped every time we come into this sacred space, to ask the Holy Spirit to lead us forward. So how are you being called this week? Who will you send a Valentine to? How will you respond to God's call on your life? That's the question. And now let us turn to Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Jesus.
And now receive this benediction. Go forth into this world in God's love. Go forth and tell others about God's love. Go forth and live in God's love and peace. Amen.
This has been Loving Ministry with Pastor Mary Martin from February 8, 2015, who was the first deacon in our Christian tradition through representing Jesus' teachings with others. Service is the key way we express those teachings. We cure modern-day sickness by promoting wholeness through Jesus. Even a gentle touch can be a powerful expression and means of outreach to others.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.